This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Barack Obama presents his jobs bill to Congress.
Everything in here is the kind of proposal that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans, including many who sit here tonight. And everything in this bill will be paid for. Everything.
Part economic stimulus plan, part political warning to Capitol Hill. Pass this bill or my reelection campaign will be all about the do-nothing Congress.
I know there's been a lot of skepticism about whether the politics of the moment will allow us to pass this jobs plan or any jobs plan.
Barack Obama throws the ball to the only branch of government less popular than the president, Congress. The question is, will they take their ball and just go home? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, September 9th.
The president weighs in and puts Congress on notice. That's at the top of the headlines. Blunt words for Congress.
The question is whether, in the face of an ongoing national crisis, we can stop the political circus and actually do something to help the economy.
In a speech before a joint session of Congress, the president outlined a $4.5 billion plan. He used the phrase, pass this jobs bill, 16 times during his speech, a direct challenge to Republicans.
The next election is 14 months away. And the people who sent us here, the people who hired us to work for them, they don't have the luxury of waiting 14 months.
No sign, though, that Republicans are on board the program, which includes tax cuts for businesses who hire new workers and new spending on infrastructure. Here's Senator Mike Lee of Utah minutes after the speech.
What I did hear was a lot of advocacy on behalf of a lot of the same failed economic policies that have gotten us to the difficult spot where we are right now.
More on President Obama's jobs plan in just a few minutes.
Homeland Security officials say they've received information about a credible but still unconfirmed terrorism threat tied to the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Officials believe al-Qaeda may be planning to use a car bomb to target New York City or Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says security is being ramped up.
The NYPD is deploying additional resources around the city and taking other steps to keep our city safe, some of which you may notice and some of which you will not notice.
Homeland Security officials say the threat originates in Pakistan's tribal region. More than 5 million people are still without power after a massive blackout that stretches from San Diego to Arizona and into northern Mexico. San Diego Gas and Electric President Mike Nigley says power is being restored in some areas, but it's going to take time.
All of our customers need to be thinking about the fact that this could be an extended outage and just sort of chill out, you know, until we get the power on.
Officials say the blackout was accidentally triggered by an Arizona utility worker.
Pennsylvania and New York areas are overwhelmed this morning with the worst flooding in nearly 40 years. More than 130,000 people have been forced to leave their homes after heavy rains from the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee overflowed rivers. There are mandatory evacuations in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, where the Susquehanna River is expected to crest today at 41 feet above normal. There are also evacuations in the southern tier of Broome County near Binghamton.
Texas has set the record for the hottest summer ever recorded in any U.S. state. This year's summer in neighboring Oklahoma is now number two on that list, pushing the infamous Dust Bowl of the 1930s down to number three. Asian and European markets are down this morning, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,295, the S&P at 1,185, the NASDAQ at 2,214. Throughout this morning, we're looking for your reactions to the president's speech last night. He wasn't just addressing Congress, obviously. He was speaking to you, too. So what did you think? Randy in Atlanta wrote to us on Facebook, Obama couldn't get the Democrats to back him. Face it, this is still a white man's country. They don't want him leading it, even if they have to destroy it all. But a New York listener texts us that the speech made him feel so much better. I can't even count the number of O's there. Thank you, Mr. President. You can see a breakdown of where our listeners stand on the speech. Head over to thetakeaway.org and then call us with your review. Dial in to 8778-MY-TAKE. We'll go into more detail in a few minutes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.